The meeting at the UN comes on the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau extermination camp run by Nazis in Germany during World War II. In his statement to the meeting, the acting president of the UN General Assembly, Ivaro Mendoza-Mura, said the prohibition of religious and racial discrimination is enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Yet, despite these commitments, we are currently witnessing a disquieting rise of anti-Semitism and other forms of intolerance and prejudice. Such forms of discrimination have perpetuated a wide range of negative outcomes, including stereotyping, stigmatization, exclusion, threats, and violence.
French philosopher and writer Bernard Henry Levy said the UN General Assembly meeting to discuss anti-Semitism pointed to a growing concern around the world.
Your will to make this event possible and perhaps memorable, your good faith and obvious will to act, all of this attests to the fact that on all continents, in all cultures and civilizations, people are beginning to realize that the struggle against anti-Semitism is an ardent, vibrant obligation for everyone.
In his video message to the meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned of what he called the poison of hatred. He said the responses to this must avoid perpetuating the cycles of demonization and playing into the hands of those who seek to divide.
We must also avoid another trap involving the Middle East conflict. Grievances about Israeli actions must never be used as an excuse to attack Jews. In the same vein, criticism of Israeli actions should not be summarily dismissed as anti-Semitism. This only suppresses dialogue and hinders the search for peace.
The Secretary General said that the fight against anti-Semitism is inseparable from the wider quest for peaceful coexistence and human rights for all. Derek Mbata, United Nations.